All right, well, it might be January, and it is. Some parts of the country getting hammered with snow, others not so much. We haven't seen a lot here. It seems like we're below normal, but I haven't really checked. We're probably below normal for the season. Not much below, but somewhat below normal. In northern Michigan and in Minnesota and so forth, man, they're just getting pounded. My friends in Montana said they're getting a lot of snow as well. But planning for the future, and that's one of the things that Josh was just talking about there. As you look to the future and make sure you are thankful and grateful and do the right things. And coming up on Labor Day this year, back in this 400-mile bike ride that I've done a couple of times in the past, called the Dalmac. It happens in Michigan, and it's a 400. It's 100 miles a day, give or take, on a bicycle. You can get saddle sore, that's for sure, but putting it together, friends and family doing the ride, the 50th annual Dalmac, it's called. For people that ride, they know what that is across the country. In fact, my brother's in. Yeah, my brother's in. You know, and I didn't even realize they let wheelchairs. I'm just joking, Shane. I'm kidding. Good to have everybody involved with the Dalmac. It's going to be big fun. It's a four-day ride over the Labor Day weekend. Anyhow, looking at the states that sit there and wag their fingers at you and I, states like Connecticut or California, states like New York, that have this idea that somehow they have a better handle on how to run things. The people there think that they're smarter than you and you're a deplorable, right? You've been down this road. You know what I'm talking about. Well, those states are in real trouble right now. The blue state redistribution is on. And for that reason, you're going to see something happen this year you haven't had happen at all, I don't think. And that is California is going to lose a member of Congress following the 2020 census. And New York is going to lose a seat in Congress. Florida is going to pick up a seat. Texas is going to pick up a seat. Some other states are going to get seats in Congress because you look at these states with these super high taxes. High tax states like Connecticut. You know, Connecticut used to be one of the places people loved to go. It was a tax haven in the Northeast. It was for years. People would go to Connecticut because the taxes and the tax advantage was great. That was before it adopted an income tax in 1991, and then Democrats have raised the rate again. And again, and again, it's 6.99%, the top rate for the state income tax in Connecticut. 7% tax in Connecticut, which hits individuals making more than $500,000. It's now higher than Massachusetts, 5.1% flat tax. And not much of a bargain on New Jersey's 8.97% millionaire tax. Of course, you have to go to New York and elsewhere. New York has a 12.7% top marginal rate, the second highest in the U.S. in the last few years. New York has lost $18 billion in adjusted gross income. The cause and effect is very clear. People that are earning more than $500,000 or more than $1 million often have the flexibility and the ability to say, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to move along. I'm going to do something completely different because I can afford to do so. Last year, California lost $8 billion in adjusted gross income to other states. They lost $135 million in 2012. It's accelerating is the point that I'm making. People are taking their paychecks and they're going elsewhere. Now, California, the top marginal rate for individuals making more than $1 million is by far the nation's highest at 13.3%. If you're making more than $1 million and you live in California, you can run over the border and live in Nevada. You can head for the hills and live in Idaho. You can escape to Montana. You can do all sorts of things and get your primary residence somewhere else, anywhere else. I mean, if you're paying 39% to the federal government, and then you pay 13% to the state government, I mean, you're at 52% income tax on the money you earn over $1 million. And it gets to the point of, why am I even going to work? Right? I mean, you have to think about, why would you even go to work? New Jersey's top rate on income of more than $500,000 is 10.75%. 10.75% in New Jersey. So these tax rates are stifling. And they're crushing these states. And where are these exiles going, these tax exiles? Where are they headed? Let me tell you. Zero income tax Florida. Adjusted gross income in Florida grew $16.5 billion last year alone. $16.5 billion new dollars in adjusted gross income in Florida. Many have gone to Arizona, $3.5 billion up. Texas, $3.5 billion up. North Carolina, $3 billion up. Nevada, $2.3 billion up. Then there's Colorado, Washington, Idaho, all up between $1.5 billion and $2 billion in adjusted gross income over the last year alone. And trust me, these states are thrilled. Money's coming in. Investment is coming in. Jobs are following. And in California, New York, Illinois, Connecticut, New Jersey, what's happening? People are fleeing. People are fleeing. So when you listen to people like Elizabeth Warren say, oh, we're just going to tax the rich. It's no big deal. We'll tax they can pay for all. We'll just tax the rich. You know, some people, when they're wealthy enough, they don't just leave the state. They leave the country. Atlas Shrugged. They just leave the country. They say, or just stop altogether and say, I'm good. People have options. Money can't buy you happiness, no question about it, but it does provide options. And the more money you have, the more options you have to do different things and to do things differently. And so when you look at the Democrats saying, we're just going to tax you higher and higher and higher, Florida's saying, thank you. Go ahead. Keep it up. Greatly appreciate your help. Continue to tax the daylights out of people, and people will continue to come to Florida, buy real estate, spend money, invest, bring their companies here, and so on and so forth. Why do you think Rush Limbaugh lives in Florida? Why do you think Donald Trump now lives in Florida? No state income tax. Pretty simple stuff, isn't it? Simple economics. It is 52 after, closing in on the end of hour number two on a Thursday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Check out the Steve Gruber Show website, stevegruber.com, plus Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of it. We'll be right back.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.